Here's the lead from writer David Frum's opinion column in the Washington Post yesterday. Quote, there are many ways to lose a presidential election. John McCain is losing in a way that threatens to take the entire Republican Party down with him. David Frum, former speechwriter for George W. Bush. Welcome back to Day to Day. And listen, there's some milk going bad in the Day to Day refrigerator. Is that Senator McCain's fault, too?
I think that's George Bush's fault. Everything else is George Bush's fault. John McCain, look, there are a lot of ways to lose a campaign. And one way to think about it is the way the Republicans lost the presidential campaign in 1996, which is that Bob Dole became a much less divisive presence in the last weeks of the campaign. Resources were transferred from the presidential campaign to the House races. And that year, a year that the Republicans could easily have lost the House, that Republican majority in the House was barely saved. So that's a model for one way to do it. But another thing that can happen is you can run a campaign, and this is what John McCain is doing, that agitates your base and gets them motivated, but also forfeits independents and centrists.
And in your piece, this is a lot of what the Palin factor is, Governor Palin,
right.
The Palinization of the campaign, you call it.
Right. And what is happening here is that she's doing things that gets people very worked up for and against. But since there are more people who are against than there are for, that a lot of races that otherwise might be winnable, like the New Hampshire Senate race, the Minnesota Senate race, look sicker than they otherwise would.
And you look at the situation now and you say the only thing that's going to save the Republican Party in the next 2 years is the U.S. Senate. This is where Republicans should be thinking. Why?
When you lose an election, you have to withdraw to your bastion. But sometimes you have different bastions. Like after 1992, Republicans had their greatest strength in the state houses, in the governor's mansions. Well, our prospects at the state level aren't so great right now either. I think they'll improve soon. But right now, the place where we can make a difference, make our voice felt in the process, is the Senate. And that it's possible that we could end this race with 44 senators. It's also possible that we could end it with 40. And 44, from our point of view, is better.
Here's William Kristol writing in the New York Times today. He's a friend of the administration and of Senator McCain, or at least a supporter of his. And this is what he says Senator McCain should say to the voters. He has a chance to remind them why they've admired him, perhaps to persuade them to vote for him on November 4th. Talk about the war, national security. Would this turn things around? Mr. Kristol asks, unlikely, but why not take a shot?
Well, Bill Kristol is also a friend of mine. And I think one of the things that is very difficult when you are, he's a very intensely committed McCain supporter. We all have things we would like the election to be about. And Bill, very understandably, would like the election to be about, thank you, Senator McCain, for being right about the surge, as indeed he was right about the surge. Unfortunately, the voters get to decide what it's about. And from their point of view, it's about the financial collapse. And John McCain has never had a consistent message about that. It's way too late now. I mean, that's the kind of work you have to do a year before. But that was not a set of issues that interested him. His economic message has never been strong. It's shifted a lot, and so it's been difficult to convey. I think at this point, yeah, McCain can talk certainly about national security and how he was right about these issues. It's hard to imagine that when 401ks are down by 40%, when house values in many places are down by 20% and more, that voters are going to say other than, well, we'll build a statue here for the surge, but that doesn't make you entitled to be president.
David Frum, he's a conservative political writer, a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, speaking with us again from Washington. David, thank you.
Thank you.